at a cluster of homes in Greeley.
I'm the kind of person that likes to have everything neat.
A woman who doesn't want her name or face on camera says she noticed something was missing.
I like to have a place for everything, and I like everything in its place.
The TV, which she says she rarely watches, was where it should be.
I couldn't find my remote.
But its stalwart companion, the remote control, was nowhere to be found.
I was very frustrated.
So the woman called Greeley police. She told them she'd been burglarized. They do confirm to us that they got her call and sent an officer to her home.
I told them, I said, you know, I'm not a well-to-do person. I said, why would somebody come in here and take a remote?
Although they didn't find the remote at first, the woman did find herself in the police blotter.
Right in here. The place where I would never have thought it would be, that's where I found it. But, you know, I just would never have put it there.
And so, to this day, the woman says she thinks someone else was in her home.
I would probably do it again, yes.
Yes, you heard it right. This woman says if her remote went missing once more, she would call police again.
You just can't be too careful anymore.
Move by your spirit upon Timmy Boo.
Light up your goddamn place!
I put a whole bag of jelly beans up my ass.
Twitter
sheets.
It's a
psych!
You need to learn how to suck a goddamn dick.
7 hot dogs in his ass and a stick of butter.
Open your ass, your heart and mind will fall. I'll beat my big fucking penis on my
You have no idea how much that news clip irritates the fuck out of me. The woman who lost her remote control but thinks it was stolen. Why would a burglar steal a remote control and not the TV itself? You can buy universal remotes. The value lies within the TV. And you know this old broad doesn't have, you know, a great television. It's probably still a tube-based TV, a CRT or whatever. Maybe she's got one of those, you know, cheap flat screens. Yeah, that's what a burglar wants. You know, your 26-inch Sylvania. What are those other cheap brands? TOC? Isn't that one of them? Like some crazy brands like that. But then, even after they found the remote, she's still under the impression someone was rummaging through her stuff. Like, just typical old people shit. It's typical geriatric behavior. TGB. It's an epidemic. These old people just need to be silenced. I would like to make that happen. Please support the mandatory euthanasia bill in Congress right now. Listen, hey freaks, Tim Edson with you. This right here is Distorted View Daily. I'm sorry I got off to a bad start. I was ranting and raving like a lunatic at the beginning of this program. But things just get me so angry, so aggravated. I have a great show for you today. At the top of the program, I don't know if you've heard this. It's been in the news all over the place. Apparently there's a cop in New York City who wanted to eat people, specifically his girlfriend and, you know, 100 or so other ladies.
We're following breaking news involving the arrest of a New York City police officer. The officer reportedly was charged in a bizarre plan to kidnap his girlfriend and up to 100 other women.
I mean, that's easier said than done. You might be able to get away with cooking your girlfriend, but, you know, 100 other women? And how long does it take to cook a woman? You got to take that into consideration. It's going to take a long time. I'm guessing he has just a regular oven.
And cook them. We have a live picture now from NewsCopter 7. He's over the officer's apartment in Forest Hills, Queens.
Now, why? Why even bother with this shot? There's a helicopter shot of a building that looks like every other building in New York City. Like it's some, you know, high-rise apartment building.
The FBI
means nothing to me.
I arrested 28-year-old Gilberto Valle.
Oh, I'm so glad that news reporter said his name before I got to it in one of these articles. Gilberto, I still can't say it right even after the guy said it. Gilberto Valle.
Gilberto Valle, the third last night. He was caught telling an informant about this gruesome plan. Fortunately, he never could go through with it.
And fortunately for us, I have some of the IMs that were sent back and forth. From other, you know, he was talking to other cannibal enthusiasts. This is why the internet is so great, by the way. You can find other people who share your interests, even if those interests are very specific and, you know, unique. All right, so Cannibal One says, how big is your oven? That's a valid question when, you know, talking about cooking people. Valle says, big enough to fit one of these girls if I fold their legs. The abduction will have to be flawless. I know all of them. Speaking of the victim. Victim one, I can just show up at her home unannounced. That must be his girlfriend. It will not alert her, and I can knock her out, wait until dark, and kidnap her right out of her home. To which Cannibal One says, you really would be better to grab a stranger. The first thing the police force will do is check out a friend. Duh. Valle says, her family is out of state. And then co-conspirator one says, I have gases. Apparently to knock her out. Valle says, I can make chloroform here. He's a very DIY kind of guy. Then things get creepy when they start talking about how to cut the woman up and how to cook her. One of the cannibals says, it's really hard to dislocate a jaw. Also, really? How would we put her over the fire? Spitting kills the girl. Shove a rod in her ass. Have to put her into a kind of cage. Like the Ronco rotisserie cooker. You know, I mean, they've got the spit pretty much where the turkey or whatever rotates. But they also have that little cage where you can make hamburgers, you know? You ever see that infomercial? Something like that would be great. It will still rotate. But, you know, she won't be impaled. What's your favorite cut of meat? Valle says, I was thinking of tying her body onto some kind of apparatus, cook her over a low heat, and keep her alive for as long as possible. I still want to know what his favorite cut of meat is. Now, again, when they're talking about the victim, I'm assuming they're talking about his girlfriend still. He says, I love that she's asleep right now, not having the slightest clue of what we have planned. It's kind of, that's hard. That's a stretch. I would never think, oh, the person that I'm in love with, the person that I am dating is going to cook me. Maybe I should start thinking like that. I should really be on the defensive. Her days are numbered. I'm glad you're on board. She does look tasty, doesn't she? To which the other cannibal says, you do know if we don't waste any of her, this is nearly 75 pounds of food there. We can eat for a month. It's a hard economy right now. And having that much food, I'm guessing, you know, if you freeze it, it'll be fine. You can eat for a month. So when it comes to price, I guess Valle was willing to sell most of the meat to this guy. The cannibal said, I definitely want her. She's a real beaut. Like he's looking at a car. How much again? I'm sorry to ask, but I don't remember. Valle says, $5,000 and she's all yours. And now he starts to the cannibal starts to haggle. Could we do it for four? To which Valle replies, look, buddy, I'm putting my neck on the line here. If something goes wrong somehow, I'm in deep shit. And that's exactly what happened. A prophecy fulfilled. Ting. $5,000, and you need to make sure that she's not found. She will definitely make the news. So there you go. That cannibal is right, though. I mean, I'm thinking about it. It makes total sense. You would never, never kill and eat someone you know. You want to find someone that you have no connection with. Ridiculous. This is cannibalism 101. Come on. This is rookie shit. Moving on, I've got some first-time piss drinker porn. TV listener Jake says, found this, thought it would make good quality audio due to the concrete floor, you see, because it takes a nice hard surface to get good audio from piss. This Jake, I like him. He's a thinker. He knows I'm trying to get good audio out of this. So let's listen to this girl take piss from a couple guys here. She's on the floor.
What are you doing down there?
I'm a human toilet.
You're a human toilet,
yeah.
Huh? Did you ever get pissed on before?
No.
Never in your life?
She's so proud when she says that. I'm a human toilet. See? See what a junior college degree gets you?
Never.
Never, ever, ever?
Never, ever.
Wow. Get me in my boy.
Here we go.
Swallow that. Down it. Yeah, there you go.
I'll give her this. She managed to swallow the piss without gagging. I wonder how long it's going to take before she, you know, wants to puke. Oh, wait a second. Well, I may have just... Yeah.
Swallow that.
Basically, after the first one. After the first swallow, she was good with that first one, and then the second one, she kind of... After she got a good taste of, you know, what it was all about. Now he's just pissing on her face.
You know what? Open your mouth.
It's like when a dog attacks a squirrel, you know? Like, you know, at first... He's really going after the squirrel. And then he just sort of like, you know, grabs it in its mouth and sort of like shakes it around, just toying with it. That's what he's doing with, you know, by pissing on her face. Oh, you're going to have to swallow more of my piss. But first, let me just douse your face with my, you know, amber nectar.
Top of your mouth. Deep.
Oh.
Suck you. Don't spit on my fucking jeans or I'm going to fucking slap you.
Yeah, he's making her, you know, suck his dick while he pisses in her mouth. She wants to throw up.
Come on.
Oh.
Swallow me. Come on. In your mouth. In your mouth.
How much is she getting paid for this?
Swallow that. Look at me.
I think this is from a piss porn fetish site called Yellow Discipline. YellowDiscipline.com. More piss on the face.
Open your pussy up.
Now he's going to piss on her pussy.
Give your hand.
Okay, very good. Let me fast forward to the second guy here.
Put it in your mouth.
Right, now drown me, man.
Suck it.
Give me your fucking pop.
Suck it.
Whoa.
Suck it. Piss, dude.
Bitch. Did she jump? Did she say she almost drowned? Oh.
Hey.
Don't cut in my ear.
Get a wild hose there. All right. Open up. Open, says me.
I did it.
You know what? Put the cock in your mouth.
He's got a very strong piss stream.
All right, tell him so I'm getting my fucking
hair. He's trying to increase your intelligence.
That's
the goal.
He keeps pissing in her ear hole.
Okay, put the cock in your mouth.
That's a trap.
Right, hold on, dude. Put the cock in her mouth.
She's getting mad at him.
Put it in your mouth.
All right, now drown me, man.
Suck it.
Give me your fucking pop.
Suck it. Suck it. Piss, dude.
No, just let me suck it.
He's pissing now, right, bitch?
Yeah, since I'm holding him, I'm guiding him, yeah.
Oh, keep pissing it out.
You gonna keep peeing or what?
See, that would be, I'm pee shy as it is. If I get a girl yelling at me, are you gonna keep pissing or what? There's no way I'd be able to pee. Sorry. Be nice. Coax the piss out of my hole. That would be a good line for a piss porn video, right? Come on, honey. Coax the piss out of my hole.
That piss tastes good?
No.
Oh, you're great.
You never tasted piss in your... How old are you now? 22?
24.
You're 24 and you've never tasted piss? You haven't lived.
24. You never tasted piss in your life?
Nope, never.
What do you think of it?
Oh, it's fucking great.
It sounds like it. I hear it in her voice. She loved it. All right, finally, before we get into the news today, I've got a Linda Finkel Hall of Fame nominee from Meatloaf. That's right. Superstar recording artist. You may remember him from Bad Outta Hell. Yes, that millions of records sold. That Meatloaf. He fucked up America the Beautiful. He's a Romney supporter, I guess. And at one of Romney's stops, Meatloaf was there along with some other singers. I don't know who they are, but it doesn't matter. When they all start singing America the Beautiful, the Statue of Liberty weeps. I don't know who this guy is.
Oh, go ahead now, brother.
That's Meatloaf. It gets worse.
Everybody sing, come on. America, America.
Oh, listen to those harmonies. Wait a second. I love when it starts here. Lowered his mic at some point. Oh, well. happened to Meatloaf? I thought he lost weight.
He looks pretty fat there.
Congratulations, Meatloaf. You now share an honor bestowed upon countless Utahards and the one and only Linda Finkel, whose brilliant lyrics include, "It's a beautiful, 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 beautiful day." I didn't know three words. That's all that whole line of song includes three words. It's just beautiful over and over again. Four. It's a beautiful, 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 beautiful day. She really stretched out those four words, though, huh? All right, with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted up, fucked up news right now. Well, look, we managed to do three morning dumps successfully. If you want to hear all of those, sign up for the sideshow right now. Plus, yesterday I did an exclusive show. Then Wednesday we did an extended program. That's hours and hours and hours of bonus content. If you're bored this weekend, fear not. Sign up for the sideshow. It's only $6.99 a month. That's all it takes. Or $66.99 a year. That's like getting several months free or only paying $5-something a month. It's very inexpensive. Sign up right now, and you can listen to all of the bonus content, see videos exclusive to the sideshow. Don't forget, this weekend I'm going to be doing a DVDA live, so I'm going to post that video exclusively on the sideshow, and I'm going to be doing a bonus episode of DV! Oh my god, I'm so very busy, I'm always working for you. Sign up right now, superfreaksideshow.com. All right. Also, don't forget adamandeve.com if you're in the market for a dildo. Look, it's getting cold outside. You're not going to be out, you know, playing sports or whatever people do out. What do people do outside? Why would you go outside anyway? I don't know. But you're going to be indoors more now, which means lots more sex going on. And if you're not seeing anyone, that poses a real problem. How are you going to get your rocks off? Well, you're going to jerk yourself off. Why not go to adamandeve.com, get a penis pump? Let that thing do the hard work for you. Get a pussy mouth, a penis pump, sleeves, creams, movies to get your dick hard. Yes, Adam and Eve, coupon code FREAK at checkout. You type that in and you're going to save 50% on just about any item. Pick out something you like. They got over 20,000 adult entertainment products. Type coupon code FREAK or DV. That'll probably work too. Just the letters D and V. You'll automatically save 50%. Plus, you'll get three free adult DVDs, a mystery gift, and all of that's going to be sent to you. Free shipping. No extra additional charges. Very easy. Coupon code FREAK or DV at adamandeve.com. All right. Three quick stories now, and then we'll get the hell out of here. First up, we've got one from Serbia here. Belgrade, or Belgrade. A Serbian widower is making news after having his late wife's vagina engraved on her headstone. Milan Marinkovic, or something, says it was his wife's dying wish that he never look at the private areas of another woman. That's just rude, all right? I understand if you're a jealous person, you don't like the idea of your man having sex with another woman, but you're dead. What do you expect? How old is this guy? I mean, come on. He's got a, you know, is he young? You expect him to give up pussy for good? And the only pussy he's going to get to see is the one on your headstone? That's right. If you want to see pussy, you got to come visit my corpse. What a fucking bitch. All right. The man says it was his wife's dying wish that he never look at the private areas of another woman. Before she passed away, Milena Markonovic, or whatever, left detailed instructions on how she wanted her final wishes to be carried out. She explicitly described to her husband that she wanted him to give photographs. Wait, she wanted him give... So now I've got to figure out what the hell this means. She explicitly described to her husband that she wanted him give photographs she had taken of her vagina to a hired sculptor. Okay, she wanted him to give the photographs to a sculptor so that an exact replica can be on her headstone. How is he gonna fuck that thing? It's stone. That's gonna be hard. There's not enough lube in the world to make that feel good. The problem wasn't finding the money, but finding an artist who would do it. Most of them said it was blasphemy. Now it's finished, I love it, and it's a really good likeness. In this way, a part of her will always be with me. The most important part of her cunt. He's a 72-year-old man, by the way. So I wonder how old she was when she croaked. Oh, that vagina must look horrific. All right. You know, it's a good place for a vagina. Like a 72-year-old vagina. Spooky. A spooky vagina in the cemetery. All right. I don't know what the hell I'm talking about. Second story we have for you today. This one comes from Johannesburg, South Africa. Yeah, I could have said Johannesburg, but that's wrong. Johannesburg. A South African film production designer, armed with a nail cutter, is trying to help stamp out rhino poaching. Yeah, that's a real problem. Who the fuck cares, rhino poaching? By sending we've got bigger fish to fry right now than worrying about the rhinos. But okay, all right, I get it. That's your pet project. All right, he's trying to help stamp out rhino poaching by sending toenail clippings to the Chinese embassy in Pretoria. Why? Why? What? Mark Wilby said there's got to be a better way. I mean, take pictures of cute rhinos doing cute things. You'll never hear of, you know, kitten poaching because there's just so many adorable photos online. Of kittens, people would be outraged if something horrible happened to kitty cats. There's just not enough cute pictures of rhinos. That's the real travesty here. All right. I don't know. Baby rhinos might be cute, right? I don't know. Whatever. Mark Wilby said he wants to make the point that rhino horns, which sell for prices higher than gold as a traditional Chinese medicine, so it's fucking bullshit, right? Traditional Chinese medicine translates to, you know, quackery, you know, snake oil or something. It's all bullshit. It's not real medicine. All right, traditional Chinese medicine, rhino horns, is made up of carotene, a protein which is a component in human nails and hair. See? We could just use human nails instead of rhino horns. I felt that we have moved beyond the time of politeness. I'm not doing it out of disrespect to the Chinese authorities, but how else do you get their attention? Send them toenail shavings. Wilby has produced a video released on YouTube calling on others to clip their own nails and send them by post to the embassy. Chinese embassy officials were not immediately available for comment. They were all busy opening mail full of toenails. Officials from China and South Africa have been working together to reduce poaching. Rhino poaching deaths in South Africa, home to almost all the rhinos in Africa, hit a record annual high in October, driven by the use of horns and Chinese medicine. Like, what type of medicine requires rhino horns? I don't know. And a spreading belief in Southeast Asia, unfounded in science, by the way, that they may cure cancer. The number of rhinoceroses dying unnatural deaths in South Africa, either through illegal poaching or illegal hunt, has now reached a level likely to lead to population decline, according to an expert study. So there you go. Sad day for the rhinos, I guess, whatever. Final story we have for you today. You know, when I was in high school, I was a huge theater fag, surprise, surprise, right? And I'm so grateful that my school did not do musicals, because then I would be really screwed, because I cannot sing. I couldn't sing back then. Now I sing like a canary, right? I serenade you occasionally on the program. Believe it or not, back in high school, not a good singer. As a matter of fact, I was turned down. I went to the local art center once to try out for a musical, because that's all they fucking do over there. And I was laughed off the stage, basically. Well, you know, they had me audition, and they said, you know, bring a song. And I don't know, I'm horrible with lyrics. I would never remember a real song. And bring a monologue. So I brought I can't remember what the monologue was from. But the song I decided to sing was the Brady Bunch theme song. And, you know, that really shows off one's range. And they did not care for that at all. Whatever, I don't care. I was in the Nutcracker. And I danced in the party scene. That was the only thing I ever did for the local art center. But, you know, in high school, there were just plays that we did. And I was the lead in many of them. I won 2 Best Actor Awards, goddammit, believe it or not. I don't know why you wouldn't believe that. But I did. The problem with my school is we didn't do real plays. There's like a service that high schools could go to. I don't know if it's a catalog or something. And there are all these plays that were written for high school. So these aren't real plays. These were written for high school. So they're all awful. I remember one of them was called Nightmare High. And that was like a scary one. We did that one in October near Halloween. And it was all about the locker stalker. There's some guy who's, I don't know what the hell he was doing to the lockers, putting graffiti on them or going through people's stuff in the locker. And so a bunch of kids decide to, you know, sleep over at the school. I don't know how they, that sounds like a good idea, right? And they're sleeping bags and stuff, and they try to find out who the locker stalker was. I was in that play. Real good. And then there was, I can't remember the other one. They're just all bad, right? And they're all schoolified. So if there was any sort of questionable language, couldn't even say the word hell, right? That had to be schoolified to heck. And damn was dang. And if there was any kissing, it would turn into a handshake or something. Like, it was really bad. Our school sucked. Well, now, two drama teachers were sacked for allowing students to perform in a play involving depictions of rape, oral sex, and child abuse. How the hell did this play get okayed by the administration? I would love... That would really show off my range. Fuck this Nightmare High bullshit. I want a meaty role where I get to rape and have oral sex and fucking abuse children. I think it's great. This is wonderful. All right, so the play involves depictions of rape, oral sex, and child abuse within a family in front of their parents and classmates. The play, which even featured a pupil acting out the role of a father sexually abusing his daughter, shocked teachers, upset parents, and left children sobbing and vomiting in distress. Was this a high school production? Yeah, 15 and 16-year-olds. They wrote and acted in the play. Of course. Leave it to the high school kids to come up with a play involving sex and rape. Wow. I can't believe... I have a hard time believing. I think that there's a bit of hyperbole here. That children... Teenagers, basically. Teenagers were sobbing and vomiting in distress. They were probably laughing because they... You know, it's all their friends raping... Acting out rape and blowjobs and shit. Oh, that would be great. Complaints were made, and the two unnamed teachers who were supervising the 15 and 16-year-olds who wrote and acted in the play were fired by the school for gross misconduct. They're now pursuing unfair dismissal claims. I'd like to see how that goes. But the Employment Appeal Tribunal, or EAT, ruled this week that a previous decision in their favor was perverse and their case must be reheard. The teachers taught drama at an unidentified school. I think this happened over there in the UK. One was head of the department, and they were responsible for supervising students in writing, rehearsal, production, and performance. The age-inappropriate material included graphic depictions of sex, rape, oral sex... You know, between the father and daughter. So I guess that's incest, too. Child abuse between parents and children and group sex within a family. I'm curious what the story was. The showcase of the work was held in front of friends and relatives, but the department had failed to warn those invited of the potentially disturbing nature of the production. Oh, there is something about the vomiting here. Quote, the principal complaint came from a parent who described not only her own distress, but the distress of others, including a girl who was sobbing after the performance, and a boy and one of the actors who were vomiting as a result of their distress. Sure, I have a hard time believing that. Some of the children were acting out roles of abusers or victims, and he said he found the material offensive. That's according to a local councilman. He found it offensive, disturbing, and potentially abusive of the young people involved. He described it as a crude portrayal of abusive acts and said it might not be known for some time what effect being involved in such a production might have on the students. Yeah, they're going to be scarred for life. They'll get over it, believe me. They're all doing far worse things in real life, I have a feeling. All right, there you go. That, my friends, is your Distorted News for Friday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. Yep, checking in with you freaks one last time this week. Although that's not entirely true, because I should be back this weekend with more. So, you know, maybe I'll hear from you again.
Hey, Timmy Lou, teenage girl here.
Hello.
It was my birthday on October 15th. Ooh. I forgot to call in a couple of days earlier, so it would catch the voicemail.
I know. You want me to sing a song, do you, right?
On that day or maybe before. But I turned 19.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. So... next year, I will not be teenage girl. I will be adult girl. And that's all I have to say. Love you.
All right. Well, listen, I would be happy to sing a song. She didn't ask for one, but I'm going to sing one anyway. Here we go. This one goes out to you, my sweet princess. My sweet teenage princess. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be singing this in the style of Aerosmith. I need to tell you that beforehand because you probably won't recognize the song I'm going to sing. Here we go.
I can stay awake just to hear you breathing. Watch you smile while you are sleeping. While you're far away and dreaming, I could spend my life in this sweet surrender. I could stay lost in this moment forever. Oh, every moment spent with you is a moment I treasure. Don't wanna close. And I don't want to miss a thing, 'cause even when I dream of you, the sweetest dream will never do. I still miss you, baby, and I don't want to miss a sound.
That's all you get. Wait for, if you want to hear more, just wait for my album to come out. All right, there's that. Let's do a couple more voicemails. Yeah.
Did you go, Tim? This is Rob. Cleveland.
Rob,
hey,
did you sign up for a lifetime membership at some point? Because I just got notification that your monthly or your yearly canceled, and I thought, well, that doesn't seem right. My Rob from Cleveland would not cancel his sideshow membership.
Did you go, Tim? This is Rob from Cleveland.
Must be some sort of fuck-up.
Hey, I wanted to piggyback off of a voicemail that you got.
Sure, go ahead. You can bareback me.
From Surly on your 1016 show. Piggyback. She was talking about Amish people in PA. Yeah. She went to college in a community full of Amish people. Well, like you, you know, grew up in Northeast Ohio.
Yeah.
And my parents, they worked along with everybody else in Northeast Ohio at Craftmate there in Middlefield.
Okay.
And and because of that, you know, I got to know some Amish people.
With
and
the
I
Amish?
Think they were Mennonites. Those are the ones that can go to Walmart, they can go to the mall. They
right.
Can go to, you know, just, you know, anywhere. Yeah, you know, the ones that get in the van. And you'll see them at the Giant Eagle parking lot, stuff like that.
Yeah.
But anyway, when I went to school, I went to La Brea in Trumbull County, and the special ed class was loaded up with retarded Amish kids.
Inbred?
Because they didn't have any special ed, you know, there in Middlefield. So they had to, like, disperse them, you know, all throughout, like, Trumbull and Portage County and such. And our school was just packed with them. You know, just all just, hair lips and... quiet kids and big
hair lips,
stuff like that. But,
that is a good look. Oh, I feel bad for people with hair
you know,
lips.
They're trying to cover them with those hats. You know, like those girls.
Get that Operation Smile truck over there to Portage County or Trumbull or wherever you're from.
Bonnets and stuff. It was something else.
Yeah.
But anyways,
and I bet you they smell. You know, every single Amish person that I've ever encountered stinks. By the way, did you know women blink nearly twice as much as men? That's a real fact. You can find more real facts at Snapple.com.
Hello, this is Mrs. Masonic with
Tim. Oh, are you a fucking bill collector? That's, you know, if a woman calls you on the phone and she refers to herself as Mrs. Somebody, it's because she wants money from you. And she's probably black. This is Miss Jackson.
Hello, this is Mrs. Masonic.
I get those phone calls a lot.
Masonic with Pacific International, calling for the Henson family. You inquired to us for some information, and we may have a consultant in your area shortly. You can reach us at...
God, she sounds like a smoker, doesn't she? But by the way, Pacific International is that company that helps bedwetters out. So it's good. In addition to getting mail from the bedwetting people, they also... Someone gave out the voicemail line to them.
Tim.
Hello.
Hey, this is the Black Pussy from Oklahoma City.
Hi, Black Pussy.
Hey, I was listening to your 10-8-2012 episode.
Yeah.
You were talking about the weirdo who's chasing around birds with a ukulele and a cowbell. In the oilseed rape fields. He's probably in a canola field.
Oh.
Rape seed is another name for canola seed, which they make oil from, obviously.
Now I'm a big fan of canola oil.
Also, the intro, the poker face.
If I ever rape someone, I am going to use canola oil as lube.
The Shimuda Max Mash.
It's my rape juice!
Chuck was fucking awesome.
Oh, wait, what was that? I'm sorry. Were you praising me for something?
Also, the intro, the poker face, Bishamuda Max mashup.
Oh,
was
yeah. I think that. Did Corey do that one?
So, props to whoever made that.
All right, well, thank you.
All right, later, Timmy.
Later. A couple more here.
Hey, Tim, Mike from Tulsa here.
Hi, Mike.
Just wanted to give you a holler because I just got back from a vacation to our most fucked up state.
Oh, I was just there, too.
Fun experience doing it. Ended up renting a car in Miami, and my 15-year-old daughter, while we were in that car, happened upon a little envelope in the center console, and when she opened that envelope up, it had some 1970s homemade porno pictures, apparently from some frat party that the rental car company failed to remove to clean between rentals.
Wow.
And we're talking not just like some titty shots. It was some hardcore shit, like full-on penetration.
Sounds like a fun frat party.
And actually, this lady looked like she was trying to fuck a dog in a few of them. But it made for an interesting experience. I expected a little drive from Miami to Key West to be a pretty mild thing, but turned into a bit of
X-rated
excitement. And the beauty of it was I encouraged my wife upon return of the rental car to kind of, even though it didn't bother us that much, it was more entertaining, had her flip out on the manager of the car rental company. Oh, yeah. So we ended up getting our...
I often wonder, like, how many times, you know, when people freak out at, you know, a restaurant or any sort of, like, business, when it's real or if they just know, like, look, I'm just trying to get a free, you know, something horrible happened. I personally don't care, but I'm going to make a big stink about it just so I can get, some money off of my bill.
Rental for free.
Yeah.
But just thought I would give you a holler to let you know that...
Well, thank you for hollering at your boy. And finally today...
Hey, Jim, Tone Deaf Sean here. How dare you accuse Paul R. Nelson of lying like that? You know, all these pro-life people are true. And that... What's the other guy's name? Ron Kind?
Yeah.
Is a hideous monster and he needs to be stopped.
Well, he's the wrong kind.
So stop making fun of Paul R. Nelson.
Later, all right, he got that out of his system. There you go. That's all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-666. Oh, God, is it? Oh, God.
You never tasted piss in your life?
Nope, never.
All right, guys, thank you so much for a great week of programs. Oh, don't forget to rate us and review us on iTunes. That's very important. Sign up for the Sideshow if you're not a member. It really does help support the program. This weekend, very busy. Got a DVDA for you. Also be posting a weekend show. Very good. So be on the lookout for that. And of course, we'll see you back on Monday to start a new week of programs as well. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody.
Shut the fuck up.
No.
Oh, fuck. Fucking shit.